Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Rough morning. Worth it morning. Lots to watch last night. Lots to talk about this morning. Indiana wins. Pacers lose. Butler loses. Viewers of Colts Hard Knocks, I think they lost too. Let's talk about it. This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Sign up today. Use the promo code Kent Sterling. Get a bonus, refer friends, get a bonus, all good at mybookie.ag. All right, we're going to talk about the Colts in a minute, but let's talk about the Hoosiers. Last night in the Gavitt Games, really the first test for Indiana. Indiana going up against a tough St. John's team. The Big East is tough. They are big, they are strong, they are old, they are aggressive, and that's what St. John's was. Indiana got off to a 14-point lead with a minute left in the first half. It's 14 points, but you felt like it should have been 20, 22, 24 points. That's always going to come back to bite you. Here's the good and the bad for Indiana tomorrow night in that win. First of all, it's a win, so there's no ugly. We don't do good, bad, and ugly with wins. There is no ugly in a win. Last night, the good, Indiana hit 51.7% from the field. That is a high level. That's nice. Anything over 50% we're happy with. We don't argue with it. Jordan Geronimo was absolutely critical last night in the second half. 7 points, 5 rebounds in 8 minutes. He was outstanding, and the reason that Indiana found a way to hold off St. John's. Christian Lander, 6 minutes in the second half, from about 11.5 left until about 5.5 left. Xavier Johnson, he picked up his fourth foul with 11.5. Lander came in and really held down the fort and bought Johnson a little bit of time late in that game. And as a result, Indiana gets the win. No turnovers for Indiana late. They had 16 for a long time in this game. They finished with 16. That is a really good thing. Tamar Bates in the first half was splendid. 11 points. If you put Tamar Bates' first half and Jordan Geronimo's second half together, that kid, that amalgam of those two guys, had a hell of a basketball game last night. I thought Tamar Bates had moments where he looked special. It's been a long time since Indiana has had a kid that looked special in the way that Tamar Bates does. I can't think of the last one. Indiana never allowed St. John's to get back in this game. It never allowed them to take a lead. They got back in the game. They were down 14. They tied it several times in the second half. But St. John's just never got over the hump to take a lead. Now the bad, hey, you know what? Before we go to the bad, let's talk about Trayce Jackson-Davis for a minute. 18 and 10 last night. That's a hell of a line for Trayce Jackson-Davis. We kind of take him for granted. He puts together 18 and 10. We go, you know what? All right. How about finishing once in the first half when you didn't? What are we asking of this guy? This guy's not going to play a perfect game, for God's sake. We need to take our foot off the gas as far as criticism of Trayce Jackson-Davis. I think our expectations are just a little too high. Although Indiana does need to finish around the bucket, especially in the first half, and that's what would have built that lead from 14 to 22. You finish around the bucket, you finish in transition, instead of losing the basketball, you got a chance. Also, Race Thompson, for the love of God, played a nice game. Really, really physical. Matched the physicality for St. John's, and that was a good thing. But don't bring the ball up in transition. Don't do it. Give it to a guy who's paid to do that. We got the NIL now, so we can say paid to do that. Give it up. Don't get picked from behind, for God's sake. That's why you're not a ball handler. That's why you're not a point guard. Give it to a point guard. All right. Also, Mike Woodson, really, really good last night. I thought he used his timeouts exceptionally well. It says something about Indiana coaches, where we get praiseful for the use of timeouts, right? They were wise with timeouts last night in a way that Archie Miller wasn't. Mike Woodson seems to be, hey Tommy, how you doing? Mike Woodson seems to be an adult in the room. He treats the kids as adults, and he's an adult himself. He holds players accountable for their good and their not so good. And that is a really good thing from a leader. All this patting on the back, you know, little Jimmy made a mistake. Well, we give him a big hug. To hell with that. Woodson stands like this. Xavier Johnson picks up his fourth foul. And Woodson's like this. And Xavier Johnson walks right by. Woodson didn't even make eye contact. That's what you do. For a brief period of time, you shun a player. And then you bring him back in, he balls out, and you win games. We haven't seen that at Indiana for a long time. We've coddled kids for a long time. Mike Woodson, not a coddler. We like Mike Woodson. The bad, 10 of 19 from the line. You can't have it. And at least one of those was a front end of a 1-1. Can't have it. You got to make foul shots. St. John's was 15 of 19. A 5-point differential in an equally matched game, a lot of times, is going to tilt the scales toward the visitor. Could have very easily last night done that. 10 of 19 cannot be acceptable. You got to get in the gym. You got to work on this. You got to fix it. You got to find a way to shoot 70, 75%, or what are you doing? These are easy shots. This is 15 feet away from the bucket. Stand there, shoot any way you want, uncontested from 15 feet. Make free throws, for God's sake. 6 of 18 from threes. Now, it's a little bit more difficult to hit a three-point shot. We don't expect 70% from beyond the arc, but we do expect 38%. I think that's reasonable. 6 of 18 is 33%. That falls just a little bit short. You hit a couple more. This game, it's not even in doubt at any point. Indiana's got to shoot the ball better at a higher level. Good to see Miller Kopp get off a little bit last night. Good to see Bates hit a three. Got to get these guys going. Parker Stewart is going to get going. Kopp is going to get going. What I loved about this game, we'll get back to the bad in a second, I think. Maybe we're out of bad. But no, Christian Lander is not a bust at all. Christian Lander is going to be able to ball. He just can't defend right now. He's really, really slight, and so he doesn't defend. Indiana has, in its play, I'm not going to say greatness, but a high level of goodness. They can beat really good teams. The ingredients are there for Indiana to be really good this year. We'll see if Mike Woodson can put them together, get this thing to congeal, and all of a sudden you're in the hunt for a Big Ten title. I think they're that good. I think they've got that level of potential in them, and their collective energy shows a really high ceiling for this team. I love their energy. That was a fun team to watch last night. Win or lose, that was a fun team to watch. There's not this selfish thing. There's a like I said, a coagulation of Indiana basketball players into a single entity, and that's good to see because we haven't seen it in a long time. Rob Phinisee needs to find himself. Got to find yourself. Got to put the ball in the bucket. Make free throws. Make layups. Make threes. Let's go. I love the three that he took when he was undefended. Get into the bucket. He's a better player than he's showing, and that gives you reason to feel really good about who this Indiana team can become. Phinisee, higher level of play than he's showing. A lot of guys, Parker Stewart, same thing. Kopp, same thing, although he got closer last night. Trayce Jackson-Davis seems to always be Trayce Jackson-Davis. So there you go. When Montez Mathis got thrown out for putting Galloway down, which he did, and he was right to get thrown out. You know what? That fueled St. John's. They turned into the aggressor. The aggressor brought whistles, and all of a sudden Indiana was in trouble. That's what happened. It seemed like a good thing in the moment. I think in the end, it wasn't such a good thing because it woke St. John's the hell up. All right, Colts injury report yesterday. Six guys did not practice. You had DeForest Buckner, who's got a throat, a back, and an abdomen. That's three things that have got to heal before this Sunday's game up in Buffalo. Hopefully, they can all heal together. Darius Leonard, a hand and an ankle. That's two things that have got to heal. TJ Carey, a knee. Eric Fisher, a back. Dia Odangbo, an ankle. And Braden Smith, an elbow. expect most of those guys to play. They get back to work today. Xavier Rhodes, limited. That's a good thing. Quentin Nelson, Jack Doyle, E.J. Speed, all full go yesterday at practices. The Colts prepare for an utterly huge game against the Buffalo Bills. You have got to beat the Bills. You've got to hem Josh Allen in. You've got to keep him in the pocket, and then you've got to knock his ass down. If you can do that three times, you're going to beat the Bills. You can't allow him to run the ball, get out of the pocket, escape, and go pick up first downs. That's key. What Carson Wentz needs to do is not throw the ball to the Bills. 8 of 10 games this year, Carson Wentz has played clean. No interceptions. Need another one of those this weekend. You got to make field goals. Badgley is going to be key this weekend. Points that you can gather are going to be key. Fourth and goal from the four, Frank, you kick the field goal. You take the 3 points. You cannot come empty. In this game, you're going to get 9 possessions. 9 possessions times 3 points equals 27. I think 27 points wins this game, just like it won the game in the wild card round last year in January up in Buffalo for the Bills. You've got to go get 3 when you can get 3. If you can get 7, great, but you've got to get 3, an average of 3 every possession, or you got real trouble. That's what you need to do. We don't need hero ball from Carson Wentz. Do not throw the ball left-handed. Do not shovel past the ball. The rewards for that are so scant, they defy logic because the penalties are enormous. Those are pick six opportunities for defenses, and they know it. You get Carson Wentz on the run, and you're going to see the Bills all of a sudden get ball happy. We don't want that. Colts have got a great opportunity to pick up a win this weekend that could drive them into the playoffs. Bills and the Patriots, they play twice more. Those are 2 losses for teams that the Colts could wind up in a wild card chase with. All right? Those 2 losses, plus Colts, they got to beat the Patriots coming up in a few weeks. You win against the Bills and the Patriots, you're going to the playoffs. It's just that easy. Ring the bell. Ding, ding. By the way, remember to subscribe, punch like, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. We go live at least twice a day. I do not think that Josh Allen is overrated at all. I think he is a really, really good quarterback capable of winning a championship in Buffalo. That's what I think of him. Yeah, Hard Knocks was terrible. Let's talk about Hard Knocks, cellmate. Hard Knocks was awful, unwatchable. Is this a Lifetime movie event, or is this football on HBO? Hard Knocks, for God's sake, gender reveals? What the hell do I care? Are you kidding me? Give me football. Give me behind-the-scenes football stuff. I love Darius Leonard, and I love that he's a good dad. That's wonderful. Ryan Kelly, good dad. Carson Wentz, good dad. But for God's sake, I don't need it in my living room. I want to watch these guys ball out. I want to watch how the inner workings of that Colts complex work. We get to see it in the media room all the time, but we don't get to see behind the scenes. I want to see Ballard have an honest conversation with Frank Reich about all this go for it on fourth down. I want to see the MIT guys try to explain their methodology of going for it on fourth down so often. I want to see that. I want to see football. I don't need to see Lifetime stuff. You know what? You want or We Network stuff? You want to do that? Go ahead and do it, but don't call it Hard Knocks. Call it Soft Dads. I don't need that in my living room. And I'm not going to stay up to watch it. You know, because last night we watched Indiana, and that game took until 11:15. We did an instant post game, and then we watched Hard Knocks. And I'm thinking, okay, when's the football come on? What are we doing? For God's sake. It's an episode of Romper Room. I don't need that. Don't do that, HBO. Bring me football. Or get off my TV. Michigan State utterly hammered Butler last night. We don't need to go into it. They jumped out to a 22-8 lead, and they ran away and hid. Ugly game for Butler. Butler's got to find a way to play. I don't think they've got the talent to stay on the court with a team like Michigan State, and that's a problem. Pacers lost to the Pistons. That's 2 straight losses. Losing to the Pistons isn't good. 18 turnovers for the Pacers. According to Rick Carlisle in his postgame, they just failed to compete. And, of course, we rely on Scott Agnes's coverage of the Pacers. Find his work at Fieldhouse Files. Does great work. I think Indiana should be ranked immediately. I don't think they need to win another game. Maybe they need to win against Louisiana this weekend because that game comes before the next rankings. Good morning, Richard. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Bryce Stone, the lovely, the talented Bryce Stone, celebrated a birthday yesterday that we missed. My apologies. Richie Rosati, happy birthday. Connie Mason, the great Carissa Sterling, outstanding mother of the year. Julie applauding from the wings where she's doing yet another load of laundry. And the great Gary Bogdan, one of the tremendous fans of the Cars, the rock band fronted by Rick Ocasek, ever, ever, ever. Why would IU be ranked? Because they're one of the best 25 teams in the country. That's why they would be ranked, for God's sake. Inside Indiana Sports coming up this afternoon, roughly 4 o'clock. Going to talk about sports. It's what we do. What a day. It's a Thursday. Semi-state weekend for high school football. Let's go. They did prove something, Neil. They proved that they can win a tight game against a mentally tough and physically tough team. That's what they proved last night.